Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the Agrotech Foods Limited 2Q FY10 conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Securities. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shirish Pardesi. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faisal. On behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, I welcome you all for quarter two earnings call for Agrotech Foods Limited. I am happy to tell we have Mr. Sachin Gopal, President and CEO of the company, and Mr. Hemant Kumar Ruhiya, CFO of the company. Along with me from the Anand Rathi Financial Services, I have Vivek Kumar with me. I will now hand over to Mr. Sachin Gopal for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Okay, thanks very much, Shirish, and good afternoon, everybody, for taking out the time for being with us on this conference call today. Okay, so we'll just give you a top-line view of the financial results for this quarter. That's Hemant and myself, and then we'll be happy to take any questions or to answer your queries. So to start with, we continue to see a strong growth in earnings. Our earnings per share or profit after tax increased by some 20-odd% for the quarter. So we moved up from about 4.45 crores last year to about 5.36 crores this year. And the good thing, therefore, is that both for the quarter ended 30th September and for the half year ended 30th September, we have now delivered about a 20% growth in profit after tax. The important point in terms of specifically this quarter's results is also that on a sequential quarter-on-quarter basis, we saw a top-line growth of about 13-odd%. And the good news was that the growth in the top-line was largely driven by an improvement in volumes, which also grew over on a sequential quarter-on-quarter basis by a little over 10%. What that really means, therefore, is that even though our top-line is lower than prior year, reflecting in some cases lower volumes, as we have moved to take actions to be able to recover some of the volume that we lost as a consequence of margin improvement, the consequence of that is starting to show up as far as the P&L is concerned. We had talked to you earlier last investor call and the investor call before that about our move of a very aggressively priced oil in the Sundrop portfolio, and this is really done well now. I won't be able to share specific figures with you, but it is a big contributor as far as our total volume growth is concerned on a sequential quarter-on-quarter basis, and therefore on the solid path of ensuring that we continue to get more consumers into our field, into our fold, and thereby have a healthy, growing and robust business. That's a quick, summary as far as the oils business is concerned. On the popcorn business, again, we had three very strong months in the months of July, August and September. We continue to see strong growth as far as Act 2 popcorn is concerned. And we have increased our investments as well. And it remains a priority for us. And we will continue to see or to invest more money behind this priority product, which at the end of the day will have a significant impact on the total P&L of the company. As far as the other products are concerned, I'll briefly touch upon two products. The first is peanut butter and the second is shelf-stable pudding. As all of you know that we launched Sundrop peanut butter some 6 months ago. The product continues to perform in line with our internal expectations therefore we are quite happy overall with the performance of this new product launch. It reinforces our belief that the Sundrop brand can be extended well beyond edible oils. And even as we speak right now, we are looking at other areas and working on other areas to able to see where it can roll out such that the core equities of the brand are not diluted. The other product that we've just started to roll out, and it appears, but although marginally so in our current results, is shelf-stable pudding. As you know, we had been testing out shelf-stable pudding for some time in the state of Andhra Pradesh, which we had held on to for a while from a national launch perspective because we were not quite sure that we had figured out our business model. We now feel comfortable about the results of the test market and have started rolling this product out all India. So many markets got introduced in September and the balance markets it has been rolled out in October. It's already done now. And in fact, you would probably have also seen advertising on air for this product in the last couple of days. This product is currently in a rollout phase. So we are rolling out in terms of distribution and new consumer acquisition. And probably by the time of the next investor call in January, we'll be able to give you a better feel of how the product is doing and what is the final response from the consumer and our long-term business plans in relationship to this launch. That's pretty much it from an overall business perspective. Hemant will share more details or the highlights of the P&L. Hemant, if there's something you'd like to highlight, but otherwise we're happy to take questions. More or less all aspects of the P&L you would have seen. There is a robust margin growth, gross margin delivered for the quarter, which is measured at net sales less cost of goods, was in our calculations coming out to something like between 39 and 40 odd crores. And we continue to see a healthy increase in our A&P investments. And the good news is, as you would see also from the employee costs in the P&L, our SG&A has remained well under control, delivering a healthy profit from operations growth versus both prior quarter on a sequential basis and on a year-on-year basis. Okay. Hemant, is there anything else you'd like to comment on?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. So, Shirish, that's pretty much it, the top line from our from what we saw. And, you know, over to you for any questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Please use only handsets while asking a question. The first question is on the line of Mr. Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. So just had a query in regards to your Sundrop. If you could just share some numbers in regarding to what kind of market share are you having currently? How was it year on year and Q on Q? And going forward, what would be your pricing strategy for increasing your market share?
Okay. So there are... There are three parts to the question. I'll try and take each one of them at a time and give you the data, Kunal, that I think we'll be able to share. So the first one is volume growth. I won't be able to give you specific volume growth as far as the Sundrop brand is concerned. But as I mentioned earlier in the call, we saw volume growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis of about 10%. And Sundrop also continued to see a strong growth on that basis. And a large part of this was actually driven by the launch of Gold Light, which we rolled out all India some probably 5 months ago. Okay. Two. As far as pricing is concerned, we haven't really made any changes on pricing in the last probably I would say 6 months. We see the current level of margin for the brand as being something which is which is reasonable, which works for us and works from a consumer perspective, right? So that's the point on pricing. Having said that, there's another angle to pricing. And which is the third point, which is that to acquire new consumers, we definitely need to be available at a multitude of price points in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Today in the oil business, you'll find oil brands available from 55 rupees to 140 rupees, right?
Right.
Our game plan is that we should be available at all the price points which are meaningful from us, from gaining the right share that we want of the profit pool. All right. So that's the focus as far as we are concerned. One answer I didn't give you, which was on market share. Our market share, as per AC Nielsen, our volume share of the total edible oils market is in the region of about 5-odd%. Our value share is more than that, obviously, because our average price realization is higher than that of the average market. Relative to a year ago, we would have lost a little share as a consequence of losing some volume. However, right now we are in the process of picking that up. Okay.
And sir, how about your popcorn business? That the one you have, the collaboration which you have with Conagra. Are you looking out? Like you earlier, you have mentioned that you're looking out for new products. So, is any thoughts on that?
Popcorn continues to be a priority for us because it has the right margin structure for us to be able to significantly. Significantly reshape the P&L of our company in the course of two to five years, something like that, and it is doing so already. So it remains a priority for us as far as all our marketing investments are concerned. Having said that, we also need to lay the foundation for what we often call the third leg of the stool, right? A stool always has three legs. A stool with two legs falls apart. And currently our stool has two legs. It has got Sundrop and it has Act 2. Mm-hmm. But it does need a third leg. And that's the reason why we have launched out these products like Sundrop Peanut Butter, the Shelf Stable Pudding. All of these are with a view to strengthen the third leg. However, the priority from a brand franchise investment standpoint right now continues to lie with Act 2 and with oils.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. If I have anything, I'll come back. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bhatia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Siddharth Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. A couple of questions. Firstly, can you tell me what are the gross margins like in your popcorn business?
Siddharth, we don't normally share gross margins for specific products. But let me share the philosophy with you, and then you will be able to probably make your own assessment. What we've said is that as part of our overall company margin improvement, we used to have a gross margin, as you know, of about 8 or 9% in the company 2 years ago, which today on a quarterly basis is running probably at about 25-odd%. We had said then that all our new products should have on a going cost basis, right, on stable local production, should have a margin of at least 30%, north of 30%, right? Okay. Because that was the only way we saw how we could move our margin to come closer to our benchmark companies. Our benchmark companies all have gross margins in the region of between 20 and 40%, mm-hmm. right? So we said to be able to move in that direction of 30 to 40%, all our new products should be having a gross margin which is north of 30%. Gross margin here is defined as net sales less cost of goods. So suffice it to say that all the new products that we launch either already have a margin of about 30% or in our opinion on a going cost basis with local manufacturing will be north of 30%.
Okay. Sir, another one is why you're launching of these new products like peanut butter and the pudding, any promotional spends that you've capitalized?
No, we don't capitalize any promotional spends. All the promotional spends that are being invested behind these products are entirely coming out of the P&L of the company. In other words, so far all the earnings growth that you see, which has been demonstrated, has come about funding both our existing products and their requirements and the launches of new products.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. The next question is on the line of Mr. Ritesh Poladia from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, on branded sales, our YOY decline is about 17.5%. Could you just share how much would be pricing decline and volume decline in that?
There is a bit of both in the branded food business,
yes.
Ritesh, right?
Yeah.
Broadly speaking, on the Rath and Crystal blends,
mm-hmm.
Almost all of it would be pricing.
Okay.
Because you know that's where we really have no option but to move completely in line with market.
Yes.
In the others, which is you know Sundrop, you know, there
mm-hmm.
there is it is more volume than pricing.
Okay. So pricing decline would have come from the Rath and Crystal, and volume decline would have come from Sundrop.
More or less, broadly speaking, that's
okay.
Terms,
okay. And in now about 3/4 our raw mat as percentage of overall sales has remained at 70%. So now is this a benchmark going forward, or still we expect that this would come down?
I won't be able to give you the answer to that as far as the future is concerned.
Okay. Okay.
So that would be tantamount to giving you guidance, which, as you know, we don't give.
Okay.
Right. So. You know, just suffice it to say that we've had good progress, right?
Yeah.
And let's see how the future goes.
Okay. And ad expenses, if I just see as percentage of branded sales, is now about at 12%. And definitely this would have been on now starting with puddings also. So again, do we see the aggressive sales promotion cost going forward?
Bear with me. Ritesh, I won't be able to give you an answer as far as the forward looking is concerned.
Yeah.
But what I can give you is a summary of the past.
Okay.
Which is, as I stated to one of the other person on the call, is that so far we have managed to ensure that all the investments in the new product launches have come out of the current P&L of the company, and therefore the growth in PAT is after taking into account those expenses.
Okay.
Okay. In other words, we have, at least for the last year or so, we have not diluted earnings to be able to launch new products.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That will suffice. And last question, what next after pudding?
There are a number of new products which are in the pipeline, Ritesh. The challenge, anybody, you know, if you surf the Conagra Foods website, is the challenge is not in terms of the number of new products which are available to us.
Yes.
Our challenge is, from a fiscal standpoint, how to ensure that we continue to drive growth in Act 2. We
yes.
continue to have profitable growth as far as Sundrop is concerned, and yet be able to fund all these new product launches.
Yeah.
Okay, as you know, all new products initially are dilutive in terms of you know PCM,
definitely
marketing expenses. So that's the balance that we have to find.
Okay, so for at least now about 2 quarters, we would be handling this new launches plus the existing one.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, again, lastly, in capital employed, there is an unallocation of 114 crore. Is this the entire cash?
Maybe I'll request Hemant to give you the details of the 114 crores.
Sure, sir.
Yeah, this is by and large the cash in hand, stroke at bank.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is on the line of Ms. Girishma Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. If you could just give us a sense of what percentage of your revenues would come from, you know, the edible oil and then the popcorn currently and going ahead.
Girishma, we don't usually share the turnover figures on popcorn. Okay. And that's largely from, you know, it's data which we believe we would not like to put on the table. All right. What I can tell you is that the share of popcorn in our business has continued to increase steadily over the last, shall we say, 6, 8, 10 quarters as we continue to invest sizable resources behind it. You will also see it if you, in the market, it is a far more visible product than it was some years ago. And we certainly intend to increase it on a sustained, continue to increase it on a sustained basis. Together with other new product launches in the foods category, this means that the share of the total foods business or the non-edible oils part is growing rapidly as far as our total turnover is concerned. This will continue to be so since we have said that we want to be amongst the best performing, most respected foods companies in India. We would like to transform our company from being just an edible oils company, which it was and to a large extent still is, into a company with a more balanced portfolio where processed foods as differentiated from edible oils have a significantly larger share of our turnover and therefore it can lead to a sustained growth in profitability.
You also mentioned that, you know, you've moved from an 8-9% kind of a gross margin to around 25-30% kind of a gross margin. Could you just highlight what steps did you take to do that?
It's largely a function of pricing and mix, okay, in the sense that Karishma, we made some choices in terms of some lower priced lines. Which were not profitable. We discontinued some of them, and therefore you can see that impact as far as our total top line is concerned. This enabled us to focus on the more profitable parts of the business, right? So that was one piece. And the second is mix, that as we have a higher proportion of food in our business, products like popcorn, that is always margin additive. So that also helps to grow the total gross margin.
And just wanted to know if this is as in India and exports both, or it's largely India?
Our focus is primarily India at this point in time. We have also been mandated by Conagra in addition to India to handle the markets of Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Nepal. So we introduced popcorn in Sri Lanka about 6 months ago. And if you go to Sri Lanka today, you will find Act 2 popcorn in all the major chains. And it's a product which is actually doing quite well there. We manufacture it in India and export it. And we are in the process of looking at the other two markets of Nepal and Bangladesh. But other than that, Karishma, I would say we are pretty much India focused. There's a lot of opportunity for our company in India, and we intend to capture that as quickly as we can.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Mr. Anubhav Bansal from Aadhar Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what is the frequency of launching these products, you know, per quarter, half yearly, or say annually, new product?
Anubhav, we won't be able to give you a picture on, you know, are we launching one product every quarter or one product every half year. As you know, we launched peanut butter some 6 months ago, and we've launched pudding now. It's largely related to our financial capacity to be able to invest behind new products, all of which require a significant investment at the launch stage. So I won't be able to give you a specific answer saying in the next year you will see another four new products. It depends on how the profitability of the company is, what our gross margins are looking like, and how we are able to sustain growth on the priority product of popcorn. So I won't be able to give you an exact future, but having looked at the past, I suppose you can make a reasonable assessment.
What is the kind of investment required, you know, initially once you launch a product? Because we believe that most of the products are, you know, being imported at the testing phase.
I would say that for any new product to be launched today with a distribution in the area of, and I'm giving you a broad FMCG perspective, with a distribution in the region of about 50 to 100,000 stores, I don't think that you can launch it with a launch media effectively to support 100,000 stores of less than about 6 odd crores. That would be the media investment in that region. And in addition, there'll be sales promotion investment like things like display stands and other pieces, and launch conferences, which will probably cost another crore and a half. Yeah?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bansal. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you just say something about your pudding? What is the market size? What are the current players? What are the SKUs we have launched?
Okay. Thanks, Aniruddha. Actually, the market for pudding does not exist, so there is no other player in it. We are the first people to launch the shelf-stable pudding.
Okay.
We've launched it in three variants, so there are three different variants right now in it. Probably two are the ones which will dominate it in the near term. And so we've launched it. It is not as widely distributed as, let's say, a product like peanut butter would be. And accordingly, our level of investments are also in line with that kind of direction. I won't give specific figures again. Did I miss any other part of the question, Anirudh?
What are the SKUs and price points?
Okay, they are all priced at 25 rupees, Anirudh, all the three SKUs.
Okay, for we don't have a smaller, means 2-3 SKUs in at all.
Oh, sorry, I apologize. No, we don't have any smaller size. This 99 gram pack is the smallest size that is made by Conagra. Yeah?
Okay.
As and when we localize production, we'll definitely have to look at a smaller size to be able to address cash things which are more affordable.
Okay, and sir, there was, I guess you had mentioned about 2-3 quarters back that you would be looking at launching a smaller SKU of peanut butter because the majority of butter category is sold at 17-18 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
So, any progress on that?
We had said then, and I think, you know, I'll repeat that, which is that we will be able to launch a smaller SKU when we need it, when we localize the production, right? So at this point in time, Anirudh, we haven't localized the production so far, but we are working on it. We are interacting with Conagra because we also need to be careful that it's manufactured at the right facilities under the right microbiological conditions. So that's work in progress.
Okay. Very lastly, what is your view on edible oils? How are the prices moving? I guess we also do import a lot of edible oil. So whether it is dollar-denominated trade?
Yeah, a significant part of sunflower oil is imported, and a significant part is produced locally, right? Right now, as you would see on commodities, edible oils is reasonably stable. We haven't seen any significant increase. I think we probably don't see it softening any further than it is right now, and I think we've said that for some time now. Whether it increases aggressively, I think is a moot point. There are different schools of thought. One is that if you continue to see moderate growth in the Western economies or no strong recovery in the near term, then it's unlikely that commodity prices will rise significantly. At the same time, there's a significant amount of liquidity in the system, and if that liquidity enters the markets, it is possible to see some increase, as for example we've seen in oil in the last 6 months. So yeah, that would be my comment.
But generally, I guess all edible oils are linked to crude. With crude rising, you see that with a lag effect, maybe we will see increase in sunflower oil?
I think it will be very difficult for me to make a comment on that, Anirudh. Yeah? I prefer to avoid anything. Huh? Okay.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Joshi. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. There's a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I just had a question on your popcorn business. As in, so if you could just, it seems that you would be expanding the business going forward. So if you could just give us a present scenario, what's the kind of market size you are at, and what kind of growth are you looking to get into going forward, and what would be your strategy for the same?
Okay. Kunal, I will as usual try and stay away from a specific valuation of the category.
Yeah, no, because, at least if you could just give me a
because you know we have a very strong market share, so you know it amounts to virtually the same thing. But let me give you an idea, and I'll repeat something I said earlier, which is that as per AC Nielsen, other than popcorn, the fastest growing category in AC Nielsen today is breakfast cereals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and breakfast cereals is growing at about, if I remember correctly, about 40% per year. All right. So that's one indicator that you can have. So we certainly are, I would say as per Nielsen, the fastest growing category today. And we continue to see robust growth, which we will invest in. So we have continued to expand distribution, which has already increased significantly in the first 6 months of the year. We are investing behind more media, and that would be visible to you from a media consumer standpoint, from a consumer or media perspective. And I think we're doing all the right things in terms of distribution, demonstration, and media support. Yeah, so we expect to see robust growth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Bhatia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Sir, at this moment, we don't have any further questions.
Sachin, I just have two questions. One, basically, I just wanted to understand when we introduced Gold Light in AP, now I'm sure that we have rolled out the product all India. Is that done?
That's done, Shirish, yes.
And I mean, is that there is a movement which is happening at the lower end of the edible oil market because of the loose difference between the packaged and loose is higher?
I would say no, in the sense that the draw into Gold Light is largely, as you correctly observed, from not from Sundrop but from non-users of Sundrop. So the good news is that we are getting more people into the Sundrop brand, right? The reason for this though is that the draw into Gold Light, Shirish, is from people who are currently consuming some other packaged oil. Okay, they are not people migrating from loose oil into packed oil for the first time. They are people who are buying another brand of packaged edible oil and seeing that, hey, Sundrop is available at this price, so, you know, should I try it? And many of them try it, they like it, and they stay with the brand. Okay, the packaged oil, you are correct in the sense that loose oil to packaged oil movement continues to drive the movement of the total edible oils market. That's a fair point.
Okay, just quickly, if you can give us the industry picture, what will be the top end, maybe more than 100 rupees a liter, and maybe between 80 and 90 and less than 60 and 60 and 80?
So broadly speaking, the total volume share of the brands in excess of 80 rupees will be in the region of about around 12% volume share and probably about a 15 to 17% value share of the market. Okay. After that will be these new categories which we are putting out right now, like Gold Light, which are priced between 60 and 80 rupees. and then will be the bottom.
Okay, so where what is the market more than 100 rupees a liter? Because I guess now we are the premium oil as compared to Saffola. And with that significant price premium, if the market is dropping at the low end of the pyramid, how does we look at the Sun Drop and the premium space?
See, actually, market at 100 rupees plus today will only be Sun Drop Hard, Saffola Gold and Saffola Curdy. So you are looking at probably 3% something approximately. I'll have to do the sum, but probably not more than that of the market. 100 rupees plus.
Okay, so what's your experience in last two quarters? Is that market is downtrading or is that the consumers are more on the heart conscious?
On a quarter-on-quarter basis, we don't really see any significant trend either in terms of, let's say, moving to heart-related oils or downtrading from a, you know, 80 rupees, 90 rupees oil to a 60 rupees oil. Right now, last two quarters, we certainly don't see it. Yeah?
Okay. Just very lastly, I mean, we have done a lot of initiatives on popcorn and now we have extended to the other countries. Is that meaning that we will export Act 2 in the other countries or in any of the Conagra subsidiaries?
It's not something that we are working on consciously. However, if Conagra has a requirement to source popcorn from us, as sometimes we get some inquiries, then we are happy to do so. Right, provided we have the capacity, which, you know, say right now we would have. But it's not a priority. So in other words, it's a nice to do thing, but nothing which is key for us. Because we make good margins in India and there's a lot of opportunity here.
Okay. Very lastly, when we see the next round of CAPEX program happening, I guess next year we are planning. So is there any concrete you will be able to share details now?
No, nothing. Okay, nothing more than what I had shared last time. As I indicated to you last time, we had secured a capital expenditure proposal to have a best-in-class secondary sales automation system, which we are currently working on together with Oracle Consulting, Capgemini, and a number of other partners who are working on it. The design of this program is designed to enable us to capture secondary sales at our 1,000-odd distributor points online. So rather than going what the traditional FMCG industry has done by installing software on individual distributor computers, this all the data will actually be housed on our server. So really, I guess in the area of cloud computing. And we will be the first FMCG company in India to actually do this. So right now, all our energy is going towards executing that project, which we expect to have online sometime around first quarter of next fiscal. All right. Other than that, the other capital investments that we are doing are related to expansion of popcorn manufacturing, because that's the growth area of the business. So we continue to expand the number of lines that we have making popcorn. And in the next 3 months, we will also be investing some money. As you know, we moved our corporate office to Gurgaon. So there is some amount of money which is required to complete our corporate office in Gurgaon.
Okay. Thank you. Faisal, is there any more questions?
No, sir. At this moment, there are no further questions.
So, on behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, I thank you, all the participants, and I really thank and appreciate the time the Agrotech Food Management has spent with us. I would now hand over to Mr. Gopal for the closing remarks.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Appreciate the time that all of you have taken to actually attend this call, and to Shirish and the team at Anand Rathi for actually organizing it. We really appreciate it. So thank you for that. And I guess we look forward to talking to you after 3 months, right? So have a great quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.